This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Bobby Calf Protein Snack wins. Field Days Award and sparks fresh calls for cultivated meat. Bobby Calf Protein Snack, Menti, has walked away with a prized Field Days 2025 Innovation Award. But the win has ignited backlash over New Zealand's long-running Bobby Calf dilemma and sharpened consumer curiosity about cultivated, bio-manufactured meat alternatives. Wamaru startup Alps to Ocean Foods, Tapui Letit, took the early stage in People's Choice trophies for a world-first, shelf-stable, functional protein snack made from surplus dairy calves. Animals routinely removed from their mothers and slaughtered within days of birth. Head judge Shane Dooley hailed Mati as game-changing, claiming it transforms Bobby Calf waste into a high-value, low-carbon protein product and helps reshape the well-being narrative around calf management. Animal welfare advocates bristled at the framing. Claire Inslee, Vegan Society of Aotearoa, New Zealand spokesperson, told PFN, "Slaughtering newborn calves and rebranding them as surplus or waste doesn't magically erase the ethical problem. These are babies removed from their mothers for milk we drink. A snack food doesn't fix that." New Zealand kills roughly 1.8 to 2 million Bobby calves every year, according to industry and academic reports, a figure that sits uncomfortably alongside this week's celebration of circular innovation. Dairy executives argue that turning calves into beef, blood serum, or pet food ingredients adds value and reduces waste. Critics counter that the practice persists mainly because the dairy system creates more calves than farmers can rear economically. While Field Days applauded a novel use for calf flesh, regulators across the Tasman have just greenlit cultivated quail from Sydney startup Vow, marking Australasia's first approval for cell-grown meat. "That milestone," says Flip Greater, founder of Christchurch-based Greater Goods, a Kiwi plant-based products trailblazer, say this should give meat lovers pause. "If we can enjoy animal proteins without killing animals or separating mothers and calves, why cling to 19th century supply chains?" This just highlights that the production of traditional dairy and meat at scale is abhorrent and wildly inefficient, and makes no commercial or ethical sense when alternatives are readily available. Dairy giants such as Fonterra have already moved to restrict on-farm calf euthanasia, yet around half of all male calves still head to slaughter within a week of birth. Meti's founders argue that turning those calves into a premium shelf-stable snack cuts waste and emissions. Animal welfare groups counter that truly low-carbon, ethical protein will come from plants, precision fermentation and cultivated meat, not from killing ever-younger calves more efficiently. Meaty will hit shelves later this year, targeting high-protein snackers. Vegan and animal rights groups are gearing up for a social media campaign spotlighting milk's hidden cost. Cultivated meat players from Australia's Vow to local precision fermentation outfit Daisy Lab and cell culture startup Oppo Bio smell an opportunity to position their products as kinder, cleaner successors to Bobby Calf beef. As consumers weigh a snack made from surplus baby calves against meat grown without slaughter, New Zealand's proud dairy narrative faces a fresh, very public stress test. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.